Now, who's that? Who's that, Waller?
Neo.
Yeah.
Neo.
Neo, 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 Neo.
You love that one.
That's definitely in my top.
I like that one.
Top 7,000. Hanging in there around 7,008.
We play great music.
I know we play the best music on the whole of 2FM. Like, I'm not giving out the music. I wouldn't be listening to that walking down.
I'd love in the headphones, in your Beats. You have Beats, don't you?
I got rid of them.
Did you? Why?
Because, you know what? I'll tell you why, actually.
Because you were too old for them.
No, well, I did look like a total knob with them. But actually, not as well. They were too tight on my head and they were sore.
Oh.
I know that. So I got the Sennheiser. They're really good.
Yeah, they are. They're best.
Nice. Actually, they look nice.
What colour
well.
Were your Beats?
They were black with the. They were just black with the red.
Okay.
Bit
yeah.
of writing. But now
they were the white ones.
These
That's
are,
okay.
These ones have like ivory headphones with the brown suede over the head.
Of course they are.
Naturally.
Yeah.
They go with my Nespresso machine.
No, oh, shut up. You're such a tool.
Such a...
Do you know where I was last night? I was at one of the 22 screenings of Good Will Hunting.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, it was great.
How was that?
Because I hadn't seen it in years and it was brilliant. 2FM paired up with Omniplex Cinemas and were screening the film over the whole country, and it was an aid of Pieta House and Pips Programmes charities as well, and we raised over €23,000.
Congratulations.
So fair play to Paddy McKenna now. He kind of got it all trending, the Good Will screening, so it was a really good cause and a great night out for the old 2FMers. It was like the most awkward date ever, though.
Why?
Because we were in the back row, the boss.
The whole gang?
Yeah, yeah, all the colleagues.
And was it drinking?
No, well, we had a few pints after, but not much drinking, no. Yeah. We were very well behaved.
What cinema did you go to?
It's the new one, actually, in Rathmines, you know, the Swan Centre.
Nice one.
It's an Omniplex now. It's really nice, yeah. And they've got these really fancy chairs where they kind of, they almost recline.
For a bit of...
Yeah, you'd be nearly using that device you were talking about earlier.
For the legs.
To stop the reclining, yeah.
And
but
it,
it's a great cinema. But I didn't get popcorn and I really regretted it.
Are the seats nookie friendly?
Nookie friendly, no.
No, they're not. They don't sound
there was nothing going on last night anyway, if that's
well,
what
I
you're
sure
asking.
I hope not.
That's what you're asking.
Sitting there with your colleagues. Sheepers.
Anyway, it was great. So fair play to everyone
well
who
done.
Turned
well
out all
Paddy.
Over the country because yeah. it was really a real come together thing for old Robin Williams.
Good, good, yeah. good stuff. I mean, that's appropriate and, as you say, the right charity at the right time.
Mm.
I was, what was it? By the way, Lady Mary's dress, are you yay or no? You must be
I'm
yay.
Definitely
yeah,
yay.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, I couldn't wear it now.
Could you describe it to people?
Not really.
I can't.
You're looking at it though. Have you got it open on Facebook?
I sure
go
do.
Go to our Facebook page, Tubridy2FM, to have a look at this dress. I don't even know who she is because I don't watch Downton Abbey.
Ah, come on. You know by osmosis.
I've never seen it.
You know what that is? That is you being a hipster.
It's not.
That's you being
it's
hipster.
It's not. It's just me not having that channel at that time or whatever. I just don't get to
no,
see it.
No, it's just you pretending. You know. You know exactly who she is. You know who Lady Mary is. You know who Lady Mary is. They're all saying
Everyone
none of
does.
Us have seen it. You do know who Lady Mary is. Don't come on.
Anyway, it's a great dress. Do you think that you
okay,
won
hang
the
on,
dress
just,
stakes completely?
No, it's okay. Let's just play Neo and forget this item.
Ah,
play Neo.
You're
that's
in a mood.
I'm not.
Why are you in a mood?
What do you think? Okay. No, come on.
Anyway, look, I'm in here
Don't
because...
Don't ask such an leading question. You're a witness.
Behave.
Now. Okay, I will behave.
Back in the room. Back in the room.
Are we on air?
Do you know this new trend? And you do know it because a lot of people... are getting videos made for their weddings, okay, for speeches. So let's say you're a best man at a wedding.
Oh, I know all about this.
And you kind of wuss out and go, oh, I'm not the most entertaining of public speakers. I'm probably going to make a balls of it. So I'm going to do something a bit special and maybe a bit lazy, but I'm going to ask other people like celebs, pseudo celebs to say hello. And wish you a happy wedding.
You just banged in pseudo there. Nice soundtrack.
But they, like, people would ask the likes of GAA stars or rugby players. I'd say Brian O'Driscoll has been the most asked to participate in one of these little videos. So it's just a piece to a, you know, to an iPhone or whatever to record it and say, hey, Mary and John, you're getting married. You know, they don't know them from Adam probably.
No, I've done
but
I've
listen,
done
the
loads
best of luck,
them.
Have a happy life, keep watching the rugby or whatever.
Yeah.
And they send it on and it's shown on a big screen during the speeches of the wedding.
I would feel sorry for any married couple who had my face beaming down at them as they're trying to enjoy a meal. I mean, I'm not just saying that to sort
but
of self-deprecation.
But we get requests in all the time saying, Ryan, please, you know, we'd love if you could do this video. And in fairness to you, you'd do them.
I've done a
you
few.
You do.
I've done
we'd
a few.
Be there holding the camera and you'd be talking to to whoever it is.
The most recent one was for G1 and her friend is, what was her name? Was it Fiona? Fiona! Remember?
Yeah.
What's the matter
you,
with you?
You turned it into a Shrek
Turned
piece.
Into a Shrek tribute. What's the matter with you?
You're marrying a donkey.
Yeah, you're marrying a donkey.
But
Good
we're getting
luck.
Loads of requests in. And we just want to say, you know, look, send them all in because I'm going to sit you down.
No.
And
I mean,
make you
do them.
Do them. Yeah.
For when?
for, we'll do it in the next couple of days. So if there's a 21st or a 30th or an 18th or a wedding or a birthday of any sort and you want or to get Ryan, say, a bar mitzvah, yeah, absolutely, all inclusive, we will get Ryan to say hello and give you a special message. So just email tubbs@rte.ie. And give the details of who you want him to say hello to.
Do you think people
am I putting you on the spot
that?
Here?
No, I'm just wondering, will people actually want such a thing?
Well, we get loads of requests in, so they obviously do.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
it's a bit of a cop-out for the best man, though, isn't it, at weddings? It's like, I won't talk, I'll just let other people do it.
Or is it a very thoughtful thing for them to do, to go to the trouble of sourcing this sort
of
thing?
Yeah, well, I suppose the bar has definitely been raised. You know, if you've been to a wedding that has this, that has people like, you know, actors from Love, Hate or whatever, or Graham Norton or other people kind of giving them a special message, it is kind of impressive, I suppose. But then it's like, well, what do you do for the next
one? I get handed phones in pubs a lot to say hello to mammies and girlfriends who are at home. Oh, that happens a lot.
I know, when we've been on OBs, it's happened on the street and they say, oh, will you tell me, missus, I'll be home in an hour. I'm just going for a quick one.
Or drink.
Drink.
And when you, like, I'd be talking to somebody and you know, and I could see the person beside them is, if they're madly ringing the phone because I know what they're trying to get.
You'll never guess
there,
who's here.
And they go,
that fella I hate. You know your man.
Your man. It's funny when the people aren't really
for us,
into you.
All right.
And then they kind of want to say hello anyway. Oh.
Yeah, and then you win them over.
Thank God we're talking about me.
Yeah. Now, so if they want one of these videos, just email us.
Email.
And I'm going to make you sit down and do them.
Do you want me to do one for you? For you and Mark?
What?
What?
No.
Why not?
Why would you do that? Oh.
For our
what?
To celebrate your anniversary.
Mean.
What anniversary are you? How long have you gone out now?
It's very long.
Is it more than 5 years?
Yep.
Is it more than 6 years?
Yep.
Is it more than 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll leave it at that.
You can double that.
That's not 14 years.
It's over that.
14 years. Is it 15?
From 14 and a half.
What were you, 9 when you met him?
No, I was 16.
14 and a half years. Sheepers. He's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. You sure you don't want a video for that?
Definitely not.
We don't have
time. No, I'm not going to get married.
Ever.
I don't want to get married. No. He knows that. He's delighted.
Do you know something? That is a thing because you must be very... But do you not get loads of people the whole time saying to you, when are you getting married?
Yeah, they've kind of given up now. I'd say after 7 years they were saying it and then it's like, sure, it's just them. They do their own thing.
You have a sister. Grand. You have a sister?
Yeah, she got married.
And your mother was out to get the hat and the whole thing.
So we've had the day out. We've had the goonas.
Don't you want to get married? I mean, most, you know, because, you know, the standard thing is you want
God,
the big...
God, are we going here?
No, just while we're here. The standard thing is you're going to, you know, it's all... Girls particularly are told to build up for the biggest day of their lives and all that sort of thing. It is old fashioned. It'll now be called sexist. Of course, weddings are probably sexist, and that's what the way it is. But so I think you're an exception to the rule.
Yeah.
To societal rule. So did you decide someday I will never get married? Or
I didn't decide someday, but I never had that dream. I never had the I can't wait for the big white dress. I think actually it's bizarre that we're still wearing the big white dress. And I don't think that's, you know, like, it just doesn't suit their style, some brides. You see them in the big white dress. It's like, you don't look like yourself. You look like somebody completely different.
Looks like meringue with eyes.
Yeah.
What about...
But no, I never craved that day. And even, like, going to weddings now, I kind of think, no, it's definitely not for me. Now, I like the whole party element and the whole vibe of getting all the family together. I think that's lovely. And it is a celebration of love. But I think...
You don't feel the need for a day and a ring and the rest of my life.
No.
I'll be holding to you and I will clean your dishes forever. You don't want to do one of those.
We have a dishwasher.
Yay! That's what you call them.
I've called them worse.
Colin in Dublin says, I was best man for my Australian rugby mad best friend who lives here. And I managed to get, after lots of hard work, a video from the then Wallabies captain, James Horwell, wishing my mate all the best. He was over the moon. It wasn't a cop-out.
Cool.
It wasn't a cop-out, Grace. He says, I knew he'd love it. My speech was, awesome.
I feel bad now for saying that because, a lot of effort goes in tracking down these people and, you know, pitching your case to them and saying why they should do it. So.
Even our G1 was apparently kind of skirting around the issue of asking me to do it, the last one. Were you? Were you skirting around the issue? You didn't really want to ask me.
Yeah, she was putting it off a bit.
It's because... She was afraid I was going to lash out at her. Not that I would ever lash out at her.
Lash out? I've never seen you lash out at anybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She said, well, no, I have never lashed out at you. No, I say, No, we'll save this. This could be, we could
this
be
is an off-air conversation.
Yeah. Dave Fanning.
No, but that is nice to go to such effort for somebody if it means something. But there are a lot of people that are just asking anyone that has a name.
Well, there you are. Grace just said, she was skirting around the issue. She said, because I didn't want you to think you were famous.
There's the begrudgery.
Don't give him the satisfaction.
I wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
Don't go up to him. Don't ask him for a picture. I wouldn't give him the satisfaction. Don't let him think with the big head. Okay, so we will invite on tubs@rte.ie. I will do a quick 20-second. How's
That's
it going?
All
Good
it
luck.
Takes.
Oh, we need is a few details.
Weddings, hens, stags. Probably not so much stags. Probably more hens, really,
think
now, in fairness.
Yeah.
21st, 18th, whatever. Maybe not funerals. Yeah, that'd be a bit weird.
Hi. Oh, sorry about everything. He was awesome.
I'd love that video.
I know you would. Okay, keep them coming then. Thanks for that.
Tubs@rte.ie.
Yeah.
I play a song.
An ad. Aoife, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
I'm in for rest. How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad.
Yeah, what part of the world are you in?
I'm in Slane in County Meath.
Slane in the County of Meath. Yeah, and you heard me talking to Grace Waller, and she's saying, I ain't never, never, ever, ever going to get married to my man, who I love, but I'm never going to get married to him.
I did. I heard her, and I just wanted to tell her that I completely recommend marriage. I'm not married yet. I'm getting married in 9 weeks.
9 weeks?
9 weeks.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's exciting.
It is exciting, but very stressful. But at the same time, I would still recommend it.
How long are you with your other half?
I'm with Tom 4 years.
4 years?
4 years, and we have two babies.
Two? How old are the babies?
Robin is 2.5, and Tommy is 16 months.
Yeah, no wonder you're stressed out. Two babies.
No, they're actually the least of my stresses.
Okay, I'm going to do the top three in your stress chart. The most stressful thing in your whole life at the moment is, go.
At the moment?
Yeah. When you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing that you go, oh, yeah. What is it?
The wedding.
Number two?
I suppose the kids.
Kids. And three? Anything else happening in your life that's causing you concern?
I'm having surgery 3 weeks after the wedding.
What sort of surgery?
Heart surgery. I was born with a congenital heart defect.
What are they going to do to your heart 3 weeks after your wedding?
They're just going to fix it again.
What are they going to...
basically, this condition that I was born with, it's not life-threatening or anything.
Good.
It's just something that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
And they fixed the valve at the pulmonary artery about 16 years ago.
Yeah.
So, obviously, because I've had two babies and the stress of, pregnancy on your heart and everything, they just need to fix it again.
Okay, so they're re-screwing the valves? Are they putting in...
It's like a little implant that they're going to put into the pulmonary artery to keep it upright, basically.
But they have to cut you open and mess around with your heart.
No. Like, 16 years ago, it was open heart surgery, but now it's on a keyhole.
So they just cut a little bit of you open and start sticking stuff down. I mean, it's amazing science, isn't it?
It is. And
medicine.
Yeah. And I'll only be in hospital for two nights, should I say, whereas 16 years ago I had to have the surgery in Birmingham because at the time they didn't do the surgery in Ireland, in Crumlin.
Yeah. But
so I was there for 2 weeks and then I was home then in Crumlin for a week. So it was 3 weeks nearly in hospital.
Yeah. And now it's just 2 days so that they can...
2 days and a week bed rest and then back to work.
Wow. I mean, it's just flabbergasting, isn't it? The way how far we've moved.
Oh, it's brilliant though. It is great.
So you have two children under... What have I got here? Under three.
Under three, yeah.
And you have a wedding coming up in 9 weeks. And then a couple of weeks later, you have heart surgery. So what are you worried about? You sound quite chilled, actually. I'll be honest with you, Aoife. You don't sound like a woman who's up the walls.
No, I do try to take everything in my stride, but I'd say now if you spoke to Tom, he might tell you different.
Is he feeling the brunt of it, is he?
I'd say he's on my emotional roller coaster at the moment.
Yeah.
And but he would turn around every so often and tell me to calm down or...
To climb off the tiles on the roof and to come back down. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Your concern, the chief concern being the wedding, what within the wedding, what is the thing that you're most worried about? I mean, you're both going to show up, so that's a bonus. And then you're going to have, you've got everything organised. What are you worried about within that?
Just that everybody's going to have a good day. And that, you know, everything goes according to plan. And I don't care if it rains or, you know, I'm not worried about that. You know, if I'd worried about that, I would have planned the wedding in July or something. But just hoping that everybody has a good time. And
you're not in charge of your own wedding, you know. You're really kind of like you're the belle of the ball. You shouldn't, even though of course you will worry, you really should be kind of going, this is my day, we got here, and let everyone else fuss around you.
I know. And I think on the day I will think like that, but you know, at the moment, you know, we're doing our invites at the moment, and it's not as much fun as I thought it would be doing invitations.
Yeah.
You know, the first one or two, I was like, oh, this is great. And then I was like, oh, you know, can somebody else do this for me now? But I think on the day I'll be fine, but it's just at the moment thinking of, you know.
I know, the gig of it, the whole giggery of it.
Yeah. I really just hope, like, I know it's up to everybody, you know, as an individual to have a good time anyway, but, you know,
why don't you just call it off? Don't get married.
No way.
That sounds really stressful. Just forget the marriage. just keep going out with him for ages, isn't it?
God, no. I can't wait to marry him.
What's the importance of, why marriage? What's the importance of the ring, the paper, and the ceremony?
The importance of it for me, I suppose because I grew up with, you know, my mum and dad were married, and I saw how happy their marriage was, and I want to have that in my life, and that love and happiness, and, you know, and that's important for me. So I think marriage, that's what symbolizes marriage for me, is my, you know, looking at my parents and their marriage.
Yeah, well, I understand that, and I wish you well in your endeavors, because you're nearly there.
Thank you.
9 weeks.
I can't believe it.
It'll either feel like 9 years or 9 minutes, depending on where you're at.
Well, I think on the day, I've been told it'll just go by in 9 minutes, but
You think that's what's going to happen?
It's just going to fly by, I think.
Yeah, I think that might happen. But either way, it's going to be great. Fran was on to wish you luck with the wedding and the surgery, by the way. So we wish you well, too, with all of the above. So have fun. Look after yourself.
I will. Will do. Thank you very much,
and
Ryan.
Yeah, it's been nice talking to you. Good luck with everything. And to Tommy and Robin and Tom's, to Senior and the whole gang. Have fun.
Thanks a million.
And we'll see you next time.
Talk to you. Bye. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.